Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rob Jollis being back on the show. Rob is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Customer-Centered Selling. That's the Bible, my friends. How to Change Minds, Mental Agility, what else? A whole bunch of stuff here. I can't see over the top of his books here. Amazing stack of important works. And he's our good friend Rob. Welcome back.
Oh, always good to be here. Thank you, Jim.
And we both share a past history with Xerox, and I don't know what the company would have done without us. I handed it off to you, and you kept them alive for a little bit longer, and I don't know what's going on now.
Well, the moment I left, the stock seemed to drop, but that might just be a coincidence. I don't know.
Hey, so, Rob, one of the things I know you've got on your mind today is something you call soft skills. Tell us what that means and why we should care.
Well, first of all, here's the way soft skills are defined. Personal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people. Now, that's a pretty decent definition.
Say that again.
Personal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people. Can
All
we
right.
agree, Jim, that would be pretty important in business?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you've got
and not something that's automatic for a lot of people.
No. But you got an angry Rob Jollis today, because I have to tell you, I don't even like the word. How in the world did we name that soft skills? I think we should eradicate the word soft skills.
Who named it that? I'd never heard those things called soft skills before.
Yeah, Larry Soft Skills named it. I have no idea who named it.
I think it was Bernie Soft Skills, yeah.
But you know, every Tuesday night, Jim, I'm in a room with 200 to 300 people who are struggling for employment. They're trying to get hired. And not one of those people are in there because they couldn't add fast
right.
enough or couldn't name the planets in the solar system. They're in there because they couldn't harmoniously interact with other people frequently. Have you ever looked at the list of some of the things that are considered soft skills?
Give us a list.
How about strong work ethic? How about positive attitude? Good communication skills, time management abilities, problem solving, team, learning to be a team player, self-confidence. I actually could go on if you want. I'll just bore you. But wouldn't you consider those pretty important skills?
I would call those skills 101. I'd call those basic skills, competitive skills.
Sure. So how about from now on when we talk, let's get rid of the word soft skills. Let's call them survival skills. Let's call them performance skills, maybe even people skills. But soft skills seems to diminish what those skills really are, and I just don't like it.
Well, you know, and I maybe I'm been running with the wrong crowd. I don't hear, I haven't heard that people are doing that. I mean, I know I have heard people talk about soft skills. Maybe I didn't realize that that's what they were talking about. That they were talking about things that I take for granted. That if well, let me give you an example. I've got a survey that I cover every month, and the guy who does that survey tells us that there's millions of jobs going unfilled these days in America. Even though there are people who want jobs, all those people you're talking about. And I said, and he told me why they're not being filled, but he said there's another reason. He said it's not just because they're not qualified, as in technically qualified. They don't know how to show up for work. They don't know how to – these people that aren't getting hired don't know how to show up for an interview.
Right.
And some of these people, the people you're talking about, would call those soft skills.
Right.
And you and I, the other guy I was telling you about, he would call it showing up for work, knowing how to show up for work.
Yeah, learning how to stay employed skills.
Yeah.
And by the way, which class at any university is actually teaching what we're talking about
right
now?
None of them.
None of them. And so I'm looking at a room every Tuesday night of hundreds of people that are a casualty of the lack of training and soft skills. Hey, Jim, did you know this? Because you said you don't hear it often. I hear it all the time. Guess what? Sales training is considered a soft skill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Negotiation training is considered a soft skill.
Have you been hanging out in Bizarro World or something?
No, but that's why you could tell I'm not in a great mood today because I'm studying this topic.
Now you're starting to make. Now you're starting to get me riled up.
The deeper I go into it, the more angry
sales
I get.
Sales skills or soft skills? Come on.
Yeah, yep. And I've actually dealt with budgets and HR departments that say we're not really devoting a lot of our budget to soft skills.
What snowflake came up with this business?
I don't know. But I'm telling you, a blarticle's coming out, and it's coming out about...
Get ready, folks.
Hey,
it's going to be coming out on asbestos paper. Strong letter to follow. Quick break. We're going to talk some more about soft skills. And I think we haven't gotten...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.